Top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
The blood of Jesus this morning over this 10 line, over each and every person on this chat line, over wherever they are right now. I apply the blood of Jesus to each of you, your children, your spouse, and everything that concerns you. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how many of you understand that you under attack. There's a serious attack taking place right now. Now, what some of you don't understand, that Tedline receives about, I don't know, between 1,000 and 25,000 downloads of my information every month. And when I told you that the Lord told me about acceleration, well, I also told some of you, but some of you don't believe me, but it's the truth anyway, that I don't ever really know what's happening, because day by day, the Lord feeds me. And so what happened yesterday was, I'm sitting here, I was talking to Jose, because Brother Joe prayed from downstairs up, and Jose and I prayed from here up and coming to agreement. But something happened yesterday that the devil did not want me to know, did not want me to understand, and did not want me to believe. Because the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And truly, that's how I live every day. So in my life, every day is a new adventure in Christ. But something happened yesterday. I know that the Lord allowed me to see it, allowed me to be a part of it, because remember, I tell you that it is God that will make a believer out of you and me. And God wanted me to be a believer, and he wants me to be a believer on a new level. Because see, if you're still operating, and the sad part of this whole deal is that the church never came up to where the enemy in their understanding is right now. So the enemy got an advantage on some of y'all saints. Called to be saints, called to be believers. Because you didn't bother to study and observe what he was doing to the body of Christ through his agent, his satanic agent. And so, by me being in deliverance ministry, and a lot of other people for real in deliverance ministry, God was sending his people to be made free from the apparent bondages, from the apparent works of Satan right now. 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was revealed, to destroy the works of the devil. But yesterday, God, as you know, I have a website up called www.tedlineparasitesdeliverance.com. You got that? www.tedlineparasitesdeliverance.com. The website is up. And it's been up, but I've been steadily adding to it, because Jose was researching it. And I thank God because some of you Tedliners sent me information to go on it as well. Well, I got a call in the morning. One of our Tedliners, see, there's some people on this Tedline. Many of you don't even know each other and probably won't. And God probably doesn't want you to know each other. I don't know. But by faith, we are one spirit. And there's only one of God's own Holy Spirit. And we're all partakers of it. So Tedline is involved in pretty much what's going on out here today. But yesterday, a Tedliner got hit. I'm talking about a frontline point man or woman, because there's no gender in the spirit realm. That's why didn't know which way to say this, but a Tedliner got hit yesterday. And I know the devil did not want me to see this. I'm telling you the truth. Because it wasn't that I had belief, but it's a whole other ball game when God makes a believer out of you in an area that you had some doubts about. Now, I didn't have any doubts about this Lyme disease and how it hit your immune system. And I didn't have any doubts about spiritual parasites because I've been talking about them since about 2010, but just lightly, because I didn't know a whole lot about them. But God made a believer out of me, and he does it systematically. He builds what the Lord would do. He'll send somebody in here to be delivered. And because I don't know anything about what I'm working with, I begin research. I'm not doing research on anybody, but I'm doing research on the seed and the root of what appears to be a spiritual problem. And that's why I know I'm a specialist in this thing. And that's why I know I'm not called to. It's a whole lot of people doing deliverance, and I'm glad about it. I thank God and hope I can help him be used by him to raise up some more. But you know what? Just like God got heart surgeons, just like God got people that deal with sports medicine, God got people that deal with cancer, oncology, God got people that deal with nuclear medicine. God got people that deal with infectious disease. I'm trying to say this. God have deliverance ministers that have specialties. God got some people that cancer can't live around them. God got some people that blind eyes automatically open if you come under their anointing in their presence. God got some people that are specialists in witchcraft, the occult, and psychic stuff. And they're not necessarily because they came out of it. Because, see, you don't have to have had cancer to have an anointing over cancer. Now, if you have had cancer and you got healed from cancer, then you have somewhat, best way I could call it would be an merited grace. You earned it by overcoming in that particular area. But then there are people that God gives special anointings. And years ago, Rodney Howard Brown had a book out about special anointings. But this would have been about 20 years ago he had a book. I don't even know if you could still get it or if it still exists. But he had one. And I think, I don't know, but if there isn't one, I'm going to write one, a booklet, just a booklet, so you'll understand. Anyway, the Lord brought me into contact with this Morgellons disease by a saint having problems and didn't know what it was. So I start investigating and looking it up, and I was looking up. All they said they had was these boils. And one thing led to another, which led to this Tedline Parasites Deliverance website. So I became a believer. And I told you the late Dr. Pat Holliday had some information on it. But that is not where we got our information, because you all know that Dr. Jose is a research scientist. So he started doing research, and we started pulling up all kind of stuff. He started. And then after he pulled it up, then the Lord will lead me to where I have to go. And the believer started taking all kind of pictures of what was happening in their body. So I got all kind of photos, all kind of snapshots of this thing. And as I'm looking at the snapshots from this person's body, you can see the demons in them. They're visible. I mean, they're not hiding. And we're looking at this, and I'm praying and praying and praying. So I get a call last night, early in the morning, and my phone has been attacked. I'm going to have to get another number or something. Somebody called me up. It's sending all kind of stuff to my phone. Now, it might be an angel, because the stuff they sending is really weird. Or at least I thought it was. But when 4 and 5 people start sending me info about the same thing, there's something God's trying to get me to see. If I had not seen this with my own 2 eyes, I would not be believing like I'm believing right now. The Tedliner, who happens to work with, has a job rescuing sex traffic victims and children. I'm talking about frontline. But I think they made a mistake, because I've been saying, and I know you're on the Tedline this morning listening. The mistake was you went to an open meeting about sex trafficking, and you didn't know that somebody in that meeting was not who they said they were. They had been sent on an occultic witchcraft assignment to identify some of the people that were opposing them, and then launch a witchcraft psychic attack on you all. Now, Ted Leonard, that's I'm talking about, you have become too familiar. So they attacked you. they attacked you. We were trying to figure out how it happened. But brothers and sisters, I keep saying that the devil did not want me to get this info, and the devil did not want me to know this right here. I witnessed, not eyewitness, but through photo witness, an attack on this headliner, and I'm going to do something about it in a few seconds. All of a sudden, that Morgellons thing hit this person's arm, and it manifested. They intentionally tried to hit this headliner with this stuff. It was intentional. And they have intentionally tried to hit this headliner with other techno witchcraft mechanisms and whatever. But this headliner is rooted and grounded in God, and they rooted and grounded in their service to God in this work that they're doing in rescuing these sex slaves, these victims of sexual attack. Now, headliner, don't get, you know I don't know the lingo, and I don't know, you help me straighten me out when I say, but I'm trying to convey this. I saw the proof that this stuff can be put on you in an instant. I saw it. They actually sent me the pictures. I don't know how it works, and that's not my job, but I'm going to come against what happened to you in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to pray with you right now. Okay? I'm going to pray with you right now, and I want to tell you something. You're not crazy. You're doing a good work, and they cannot kill you. Satan is a spirit. That's for sure. He does spiritual work. That's for sure. They call it whatever they want to call it. But he uses his satanic agents to attack, especially in areas. And see, I didn't even know. Yesterday, God just told me, I want you to pray against the high places, that they come down, that they be exposed. And that was after you took this hit. So, Tedline, I know it might sound like I'm talking a little strange, but I don't have full understanding of it yet. All I'm doing is praying like the Lord is telling me to pray. I'm changing my prayers so that they are effective in 2020, because I'm already in 2020. The enemy has already found ways, sabotage, deliverance ministers and deliverance ministries, taking a lot of deliverance ministers out. Just done beat them down and wore them down and wore them out and kill some. Cause some to die before their time. But right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I sprinkle and apply your blood. And Tedline, if you can come into agreement with me, I appreciate it. If you cannot come into agreement with me, either get off the line, Just get off the line. Don't be a hindrance. Don't be a hindrance. In the name of Jesus this morning, I bind up every devil, every demon. I bind up your works, your thoughts, your acts, your deeds, and I destroy the power of your intent, and I command it to go to zero in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I break and destroy every psychic, occultic sickness, disease, germ, virus, bacteria, along with any and all demonic infestations of parasites, both natural and spiritual. In the name of Jesus, I terminate your assignment off the chest. Go right now. Causing counterfeit symptoms of a heart attack through suppression and bands unloosed around the chest area. In the name of Jesus, I break those bands this morning. In the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and I apply the blood of Jesus to the mind, to the brain, to every crevice in the brain. The blood of Jesus flows this morning. I break the power of psychic and occultic stroke demons and paralysis and demonic fog in the brain. Go! I break the power of demonic manipulation, demonic control, and all hidden word-based programming in the brain. Go right now. Go. I break the power of all toxins and poison. Unloose to go into the bloodstream. Go in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to initiate a Holy Ghost blood transfusion right now. Let the victim's blood be transfused, Father God, with the blood of Jesus right now. God, cleanse the bloodstream. Lord God, hallelujah, divine initiation through your blood. Lord God, replace the blood, Lord God, that ticks have buried into the bloodstream and they create rivers. I found it out, God. I ask you right now, purify, cleanse the blood. The blood with the blood of Jesus. I break the power of all occultic and psychic paralysis. Loose those bodies. Loose that body. Get out. Go. 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 I terminate every ability to cause joint problems, pain, and swelling in the joints through artificial mechanisms. So parasites, go, get out, go right now. I break the power to cause energy draining, energy loss through any type of manipulation through the immune system. Go, Father God, recreate everything that has been damaged in the immune system, causing chronic fatigue, causing psychic, occultic tiredness. Go Get out of that body right now. Loose your stronghold. Lord God, I declare your sovereignty. I declare that you are Lord over the airways. And I command every negative, parasitic, predatory demon to be bound. And I'm asking you, God, by faith, bring them down to destruction. Consume them. Burn them up with your fire. Burn them up so that they fall crisp and can be crushed under our feet on this earth. You are Lord. Go out the muscles. Loose the muscles. And I break and destroy the power of psychic occultic cancer. Go! In the name of Jesus. Cancer-causing agents, especially through carcinogens that are in alcoholic beverages. Go! I break your power right now. Lord God, I bind up them dumbing down devils. Unloose to dumb down the mental framework. Dumb down the ability to think. Go! Go! I ask you this morning. The DNA can change. I'm asking you to change our DNA. Enable our DNA to resist the works of Satan. Enable our DNA to overcome the works of Satan. And I bind up, break, and destroy the power of the dumb and deaf devils. Go! Loose the mind. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. All spirits of pain, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go. We command rightful ownership of the high places. We command rightful authority of the high places. The high places belong to God Almighty. Lord God, destroy the power of witchcraft. Destroy the dominion of witchcraft in every and any form. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Now, Ted Liner, you should feel lifted. And you should feel a relief. Go, deaf and dumb. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. The earth is the Lord's, and all of us that dwell therein, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Ted Liner, you are not alone. You're not alone. I'm standing with you. And I've never seen Jesus lose a battle. Never. And neither will you. I break the power this morning of laboratory-induced trauma of laboratory-induced mental insanity. I bind you up this morning. Greater! Greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Come under subjection. Come under subjection to the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, loose God's people. I break the power of the word crazy. Go! In the name of Jesus. Father God, build our confidence. Build our confidence in you. And I thank you for it. Now heal. Heal. Heal that Ted Liner's body and every other Ted Liner's body that is suffering from any type of psychic witchcraft attack. Or occultic witchcraft attack. Body, be healed in the name of Jesus. Body, be restored in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we take the power of our immune systems back. Increase the immune system. In the name of Jesus. There's no failure in you, God. I break the power and the ability. Stop that engine. Go. Get off the skin. Loose the epidermis. In the name of Jesus. Father God, increase our confidence. Increase our confidence in you. And I say, yes, Lord. Yes, I'm up for the challenge. Just another area of warfare that we will win because our confidence is in you. Every bug, drown in the blood of Jesus because our bodies are saturated in the blood of Jesus. You can no longer rest. The hot fire of God is on our bodies. In the name of Jesus. Increase our confidence.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith in lies and hope in the lion's den. Give me hope in lies, Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart of lies, David, Lord, be mine to fail. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror.
I break the power of every psychic, occultic assignment. against our children. Go! Loose them right now. God is exposing you. And you are no match for the Holy Ghost. Come under subjection to the name of Jesus. Our children and our children's children are under the covering of the blood of Jesus.
Afraid to lose, I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith to light candles in the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses in the wilderness.
Yesterday, we had to go all the way to Chattanooga for me to find an Army-Navy store. I went to the Army-Navy store to buy me a duffel bag. Because the Lord told me, he said, get you a duffel bag. Forget about a suitcase. I want you to put your stuff in a duffel bag. So when we went in the Army-Navy store, the Army surplus. It was a big one. And the lady said, we got plenty of duffel bags. I said, I come to buy one, a duffel bag. She took me back on this rack. And they had all these new duffel bags. I said, oh, no, this isn't what I want. I said, I want an Army surplus duffel bag that's been used already. She said, oh, you want a real duffel bag. I said, that's right. I don't want this right here. She said, well, let me take you over here. She took us over to a shelf. And under about the second row, she started pulling out real duffel bags. And I said, yeah. She said, this is what you want. A real Army. And yesterday, I bought a duffel bag to put my stuff in. Then I said, we all the way out the door. I paid for the duffel bag. And I said, Brother Joe and Jose, I said, once you see me use this duffel bag, you're going to want a duffel bag too. So we better just go back and get you one now. We went back under that dirty shelf. It wasn't dirty. The store was clean, but it had Army surplus. And we found them. And I said, do you have any kind of memorabilia or patches left from the Women's Army Corps? And she said, no. I said, oh, okay. So she said, oh, you were in the Army, huh? I said, yeah. I should have said, I still am.
I'm not a warrior, I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith. In the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart of life, David. Lord, be mine to fail. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him king. I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I've been a conqueror, 'cause you fight.
himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared unto every good work. 2 Timothy 2:1. Right now, Father God, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind and strip them of their power from the seed and the root, every evil spirit that is in, on, or around the house or the dwelling place. This house, the healing home, and the deadline office, over our phone, over our computers, over all of our lines of communication, I bind you right now. I renounce you and your intent. I strip you of your ability to operate against any of us. And I command you right now, along with all occultic, ungodly spirits in your activity, I command you to come under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit. As you are bound, I command you, go right now. Go to the pit sealed by the power of God's own Holy Spirit until your judgment by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus and by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, by my faith, that is covered under the blood of Jesus, every place a headliner is, every place I am, you cannot enter into our atmosphere. I forbid it in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, let your Holy Spirit blow like a wind through every room in the house where Ted Liner is this morning. And Lord God, as your servant, dedicated, I dedicate and consecrate their dwellings, this healing home, the Ted Liner house, my house, and the Ted Liner office, and all the Ted Liner ministry works, and all the Ted Liners, I dedicate it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill and refill every inch of their spiritual house and every inch of their natural house and everything about us that belongs to you, God. Fill us up with your consuming fire. Fill us up so much so that Satan has no desire to touch it, because the fire of God is burning so hot on it, Lord God. Father God, as your servant minister, I surrender everything in this house, everything to the healing home, everything to the tail line office is under your protection, along with every tailliner and all of our resources. I renounce and bind every evil devil spirit and every evil human spirit. Go to the pit until the day of judgment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. By faith, everything in our houses, our natural houses, and our spiritual houses, everything, everyone covered under the blood of the Lamb, whose blood was shed for the remission of the sins of all mankind. Everything and everything we touch is covered under the blood of Jesus. Every house, every dwelling, every workplace, covered from the top of the roof to the bottom of the flooring and footing and rafters and everything in between. Wherever we are, by the faith of God, it is surrounded by a hedge of thorns, a wall of fire, a wall of faith, covered under the sprinkle and the applied blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I place warring angels to protect the property boundaries of every house represented on this deadline and everyone inside. And Lord God, I want to thank you this morning for the complete victory that we already have in you. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you that we are yours, Lord. Everything we are and everything we're not, we are yours. And we are under your protective care of Psalms 91. I thank you this morning. I thank you. Now, God, increase us in the inner man. Build us up in the spirit man. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you that you have done a new work in me. I thank you that you're making me a believer. I thank you that I am not ignorant of Satan's new devices. In Jesus' name.
Virgin, you do press on through. This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo!
You know I could have been sleeping in my grave, but you kept me alive.
11 p.m. if the Lord say the same.